States have the right to ban contraception, or is that trumped by a constitutional right to privacy?
George, this is an unusual topic that you're raising. The states have a right to ban contraception. I can't imagine a state banning contraception. I can't imagine the circumstances where a state would want to do so. And if I were a governor
of
a state or a legislator of a state, I would totally and completely oppose any effort to ban contraception. So you're asking, given the fact that there's no state that wants to do so, and I don't know of any candidate that wants to do so, you're asking, could it constitutionally be done? We can ask our constitutionalist here.
I'm sure Congressman Paul,
okay, come on back.
Asking you, do you believe that states have that right or not?
George, I don't know whether the state has a right to ban contraception. No state wants to. I mean, the idea of you putting forward things that states might want to do that no state wants to do and asking me whether they could do it or not is kind of a silly thing, I think.
Governor, you went to Harvard Law School. You know very well
Has the Supreme Court decided that the states do not have the right to provide contraception?
Yes, they have.
In
1965, Griswold v. Connecticut.
I believe in that the law of the land is as spoken by the Supreme Court, and that if we disagree with the Supreme Court, and occasionally I do, then we have a process under the Constitution to change that decision, and it's known as the amendment process. And where we have, for instance, right now, we're having issues that relate to same-sex marriage. My view is we should have a federal amendment of the Constitution defining marriage as a relationship between a man and a woman. But I know of no reason to talk about contraceptions.
Supreme Court decision finding a right to privacy in the Constitution?
I don't believe they decided that correctly. In my view, Roe v. Wade was improperly decided. It was based upon that same principle. And in my view, if we had justices like Roberts, Alito, Thomas, and Scalia, and more justices like that, they might well decide to return this issue to states as opposed to saying it's in the federal Constitution. And by the way, if the people say it should be in the federal Constitution, then instead of having unelected judges stuff it in there when it's not there, we should allow the people to express their own views through amendment and add it to the Constitution. But this idea that justices...
So should that be done in this case?
Pardon?
Should that be done in this
case? Should this be done in this case to allow states to ban contraception? No, states don't want to ban contraception. So why would we try and put it in the Constitution? With regards to gay marriage, I told you that's when I would amend the Constitution. Contraception, it's working just fine. Just leave it alone.
Governor?
George.
I understand that, but you've given two answers to the question. Do you believe that the Supreme Court should overturn it or not?
Do I believe the Supreme Court should overturn Roe v. Wade? Yes, I do.
And, the law of God, if it stays fair,